Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a quick reminder about our quiz today. We're looking for two of you to come on and a chance of winning a prize, two nights stay for two people in the Galmont Hotel and Spa in Galway. Qualifying question today, this Wednesday afternoon, is today May Day or Hay Day? Is today May Day or Hay Day? 0818 715 925. That's 0818 715 925. Now, we mentioned yesterday a study by the ESRI has found that most teenagers attending single-sex schools would prefer their school to be co-educational. St David's College, previously known as St David's CBS in Artane, is listening to their voices and they'll begin enrolling girls this September. Their principal joins us now on the line to tell us more about this historic decision for the school. Michael Nally, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you doing?
Thanks so much for taking our call.
No problem.
Now, why did you decide out in St David's to go co-ed?
Well, I suppose it was a long process. It wasn't a whimsical decision. We took a while to come to the decision. I took over as principal in 2020, and it was on the agenda, I suppose, for a few years previous to that as well. And we started looking at it seriously in 2020 then. And I suppose we listened to the parents. We did a lot of surveying of parents in the area, and we found out that basically the parents, the vast majority of the parents, wanted a co-ed school for their sons and daughters to go to school together. And then obviously we also surveyed the teachers in the school and the students in the school, and overwhelmingly we were surprised by the results that the vast majority of people did want a co-ed setting for their sons and daughters.
Why were you surprised?
Well, I suppose it was what we were just used to. I went to an all-boys secondary school myself. I went to CBS in Mullingar, fantastic school, and I received a fantastic education there. And I started teaching in St David's in 2005. So for 15 years, it was all I knew, and it was all I knew previous 5 years as well when I was in secondary school myself. And I had very enjoyable 15 years teaching there, and the students in David's are absolutely fantastic young men. So I suppose it was a surprise. We were taken out of our comfort zone. We had to look at the bigger picture of like where the school was going in the future and society changing, and do we need to move with society?
What do you think the advantages of going co-ed will be for St David's?
Yeah, and that was one of the questions we asked when we were doing our surveys of all the stakeholders. We were asking, what do you think the advantages are? And I suppose the main advantage to us is it's what families want. The families don't want to split up. And as kids myself and families in general don't want to split up children going to two different schools. So it's the advantage of keeping brothers and sisters together, keeping friends. And like a lot of our students, like a lot of our boys, like some of their very good friends are girls. So it's keeping friends groups together, it's keeping families together. So and it's what parents want. So that's the main advantage for us.
It also reflects. It also reflects what happens in the real world.
Exactly, and yeah, that's exactly it. And if you look at I've kids myself in primary school and preschool, like in all preschools that I know of anyway are mixed gender, yes. And most primary schools are. Any further education, colleges, universities, that's the real world as well, and they're all mixed gender. And I suppose we're in a kind of a unique situation ourselves in Malta, where we've a lot of schools that are single sex in the post-primary sector. But society has changed, and I'm not saying them schools like served communities like exceptionally well. Our school was set up in the building was built in the 1800s, but the secondary school was set up in 1966. So for nearly 60 years, it has provided a fantastic education to boys in the local Artane community, and now we're looking to expand that and to offer that same quality education, I suppose, to boys and girls.
You mentioned there ourselves and Malta are outliers in that we have huge number of single-sex secondary schools still in existence. The ESRI report is quite detailed, and there's a good few quotes from people. And they also surmise the benefits of co-educational. Girls were said to benefit boys by calming them and encouraging academic engagement, while boys were said to benefit girls by creating a less pressurised environment academically and socially. So and they complement each other.
Yes, and they're like you can't argue with them findings. They're very concrete, very real, very beneficial. And if I was talking to you in a year's time and I was able to say that's the outcome we're after having, well, it'd be a massive success for us.
You've never actually taught girls.
never taught girls. And as I said, I went to an all-boys school as well myself. So we've never taught girls. A lot of the teachers have been teaching in St. David's for over 30 years. We've a young staff in general, but some teachers are teaching over 30 years and have never taught girls. So it's a learning curve to us all.
How do you prepare yourself for it?
We've been discussing it on staff meetings, like as I said, since 2020. So, and we've had some kind of people in to talk to us. There's another school down the road, a fantastic school, St. Joseph's Fairview, and they're a year ahead of us, and they've gone co-ed last year. And we've had the deputy principal and a teacher from that school come up and speak to our staff about it as well. And I suppose the general theme from that is that, like, you know, students are students, that it's not this massive difference that we think it's going to be. And sometimes teachers might build it up in their head that this is completely different teaching girls, that they're students. You still teach, you know, the same curriculum, they still have the same problems, they're still the same students with additional needs, and students with that will need extra help in certain things, and then the exception students, and just there's a broad mix of everybody coming in. So it's great, and it reflects society better.
You would have heard this cited over the years, I'd imagine, when you were discussing this, that academic achievement is higher in single-sex schools.
Well, I suppose any kind of research you can, and from doing my own master's over the years, I've learned that, I suppose, you can, there's so many different studies out there. You can find a study to corroborate anything. Mm. So any statement that you want to make, you can find a study. So there are studies saying that, but there's also studies saying the opposite as well. And the latest ERSI findings, I kind of wouldn't suggest that, you know.
Yeah, and I see there was a project between University of Limerick and University of Murcia, and they found no major differences when it came to reading maths or science for students in single-sex schools compared to their peers in mixed schools. Oftentimes what happens is, and you'll know this from doing research, is that one study sticks and that's it. People quote it over and over again.
Exactly. And it becomes ingrained in the psyche of people, and they think that this is the reality. Well, a certain study has said that. But if you delve a bit deeper and look at other studies, you can find contrasting findings in different studies.
Yes. It's interesting. There's a quote in the report from one principal saying, "There's no appetite for it here. I'm not hearing students saying to me that they want to be in a mixed school." Now, when a principal would have a conversation like that with a student, I don't know. Anyway, in the same school, 72% of students stated that they would prefer their school to be co-educational. So there's a principal who needs put on their listening ears. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we found that that when we surveyed our students, again, I'm not going to say that 100% of the students or 100% of the parents or 100% of the teachers wanted it, but we found the overwhelming majority wanted it. And I suppose we're in a democratic society, and we have to look at what people want and what people need, and this is what the vast majority of people wanted. And like, I still think there is a place in society maybe for single sex schools as well.
Why?
But I think parents need to be given the option and surveyed about it, and that's what we did. And in our area of Dublin, I suppose it is an older area of Dublin, and there wasn't a massive amount of co-ed options. And I think that's the main thing, is that parents have options and they can send where they feel it's best for them. And every student is different. And maybe if you're the parent of a 12-year-old son or daughter, maybe that you feel that they would benefit more from a single-sex school, well, it'd be nice to have that option to send them to as well. So I suppose what we were looking at is, in our area, there wasn't a massive co-ed options for parents. Yeah. There was a lot of single-sex old secondary schools. A lot of the building went on in the Artane and Dublin 5 area, like in the 50s and 60s. Schools were set up in response to that, and they provided an excellent education to students over the years. But society is changing, and we're just looking to change with society.
But you mentioned St. Joseph's in Fairview. We spoke to the principal last year. Clooney, they're accepting boys from September. You're accepting girls. The change is going to be rapid, I feel, in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yes, I think so too. And already in our local area, a lot of the primary schools are looking, and they're in the process now of surveying parents and looking at changing the co-ed. There's a number of single-sex primary schools, and the possibilities of amalgamations on the cards as well for other schools. So it is going to be a rapid change, and it's going to be a snowball effect that when one school starts, then other schools will follow.
Where are you today, Michael?
I'm looking out here, Ray, sitting in the lovely Europe Hotel, looking out on the Lakes of Killarney. The JMB annual principal conference is on. So
right, and will you and your fellow principals from all over the country be discussing co-education?
No, it's not on the agenda. No, right. It's not on the agenda for this. There's a lot of things on the agenda, but it's not. And I suppose, look, it's up to every individual school, and I'd be a strong believer in that. It shouldn't be pushed upon any school. It's up to the.
I'm listening to you here. I have my listening ears on, Michael. But yeah. you can't argue with the research by the ESRI. You know, and that's why I read out that principle saying there's no appetite for it here, and yet 72% of their students stated that they would prefer a coeducational school or a coeducational school.
Yeah, and I suppose the lesson to be learned for everyone here is to look to survey the parents and survey the students and see what people want.
Because my question is, should it be a decision made by the principal or should it be a community decision?
Well, I feel it should be a community decision in conjunction with the school. Like, obviously, the school has to lead it, but ultimately, like, we're here to serve the community. That's what schools do. We serve the local communities, and essentially, we were serving 50% of the local community.
Yes,
we weren't fully serving the local community, so we're looking to serve the community, like what we're paid to do.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen. Enjoy Killarney, a beautiful hotel, enjoy the chats down there. And thanks so much for taking time out. That's Michael Nally, principal of St David's College now, formerly St David's CBS Nartain. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.